This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tensions are high again in Los Angeles. Hundreds, possibly thousands, are protesting ICE raids and arrests. Up against them, hundreds of National Guardsmen on the ground after President Trump's deployment order. KNX's Pete Demetrio was in the driveway of that ICE facility where a caravan of new arrestees were brought in a few hours ago.
The crowd now is somewhere between 250 and 300 that are directly in front of the main driveway where the convoy had gone on in. You have a line of California National Guard and DHS police there, and a lot of invective being thrown back and forth from the protesters toward the Cal Guard and the police officers.
The Trump administration is blaming Democrats for heightened tensions amid immigration protests.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said inaction from Governor Newsom forced the president's hand to invoke a provision in the U.S. Armed Services Code to justify deploying National Guard troops there without the governor's permission. Newsom hitting back says the president is trying to manufacture a crisis. Other critics in Washington are concerned about Trump's growing use of unilateral emergency powers. Torian Small, CBS News, the White House.
The Jewish community is attempting to push forward while reflecting on last weekend's firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado. CBS Denver's Michael Abeto with more on the Boulder Jewish Festival.
The mood here is one of somberness, but also one of joy. People I've talked to today say they do not want what happened last week or what's happened in the last couple of years with the rise of anti-Semitism to dampen the spirits or to ruin the day here, because they say they cannot let hate win.
Summer is the busiest time for the country's national parks, but visitors may notice some changes because of cutbacks.
Elon Musk may be gone, but his Doge cuts could jeopardize operations, maintenance, and protection for 430 parks. Kristen Brangle is with the National Parks Conservation Association. She says staff reductions have come to this.
What I heard from the Yosemite people is that they ended up putting together a schedule and telling every sector of the park that everyone had to take time to clean a bathroom. Like, scientists have been going and cleaning the bathroom.
She says she's hearing this from some staff members.
They might leave midway through the summer.
The cutbacks come after the Park Service hit a record high for visits last year. Peter King, CBS News.
Now to Tennessee. No one was killed, but several people were injured when a skydiving plane carrying 20 passengers and crew crashed south of Nashville today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. A low tonight in the upper 40s, high tomorrow, low 60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up to around 80 degrees. Right now it's 73.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And he answered,
Listen, Father, I will never kill another. He thinks he's better than his brother that died. What the hell does he think he's doing to his father who brought him up right? Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life. Tell the jailer not to bother with his meal of bread and water today. He is fasting till the killing's over. He's a martyr. He thinks he's a prophet, but he's a coward. He's just playing a game. He can't do it. He can't change it. It's been going on for 10,000 years. Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. Stopped him. He lies still in his cell. Death has gagged his accusations. We are free now. We can kill. Your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you've only wasted your life.
Peter, Paul, and Mary from their record album 1700. That was The Great Mandela, The Wheel of Life. And before that, we started out hour two of Seth Faces the Music for this week with a big hit from the 1980s. That was Robbie Neville, C'est la vie, which in French means such is life. By the way, you have probably not heard much about Robbie Neville. That's because he is almost exclusively a songwriter and producer these days. He has been for quite a long time. Well, if you're anything like me, and I know that I am, one of my favorite music labels, music companies of all time, record companies, I guess I should say, is Stax Records, Stax Volt out of Memphis, Tennessee. And that was because they had such a great stable of talent, including this next artist. She was the daughter of a local DJ in Memphis, one of the most popular ones that they had there. And she carved out a marvelous career for herself over the many decades since. Here she is with Johnny Taylor, Carla Thomas, My Life.
Thank you.
soundtrack of the film Trouble Man. That was Marvin Gaye with Life is a Gamble. Life is not a gamble when you're listening to Seth Faces the Music. You know what's coming up. Some great music. We have a band here. Well, I've talked about them a lot. I've scratched my head over them, and I just gave you two clues about what's coming up in just a moment here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the album Random Access Memory, that was Daft Punk, Give Life Back to Music. And before that, of course, Talking Heads from their album True Stories, that was Wild, Wild Life. Now, you may not know who Neil or Tim Finn is just off the bat, but they've both been part of a couple of really iconic Australian bands, including the one we're going to play next. From the record Temple of Low Men, here's Crowded House with Love This Life.
See my face, I get your tongue in the mail. No one is wise until they see how it lies. Love this life, don't wait till the next one comes. Gonna pedal my faith, the wheels are still.
Something got to give. I live the life I love, and I live the life I live. So if you see me and you think I'm wrong, don't worry about me, just leave me alone. Sweet life and nothing but a thrill. I live the life I love, and I live the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night it could belong to you. The girls move me at the will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. I may bet a thousand on a horse this time. 1 minute late, I may not have a dime. Tomorrow night, I could be over the hill. I just want you to know, baby, the way I feel. See me walking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, 'cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I live the life I live. Yeah.
Well, there is a voice you cannot mistake. That is the great Buddy Guy with I Love the Life I Live, and I Live the Life I Love. Boy, that's a long title. It's also a blues standard, by the way. It's been recorded by just about everyone. Well, we're coming up on the final segment of Seth Faces the Music. You know, sometimes I apologize on this show. I'm going to play a song that might be considered, I don't know, corny, too poppy, too milk toast. I don't know what to call it. And sometimes I do, you know, say, well, I really apologize, but I really should play this. Well, the song coming up to start off our next segment, I do not apologize for. It's great. I think people are going to laugh at me for saying it, but I don't care. That's coming up here on WFHR.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. A low tonight in the upper 40s, high tomorrow, low 60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up to around 80 degrees. It's 71 right now.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
As Wisconsin's summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll take you where you gotta go.
The name of the song is Afterlife, and that is from Time Cop 1983 from the album Reflections, one of my favorite retro wave bands. And before that, oh yeah, Spice Up Your Life from the Spice Girls. That's from the soundtrack to the movie Spice World, which, yes, is cheesy and kind of dumb, but it's a lot of fun too. Coming up next, we have a band I have featured a lot on this show, and I do really like their combination of smooth R&B and funk. They've had a really long career since they started in the 1990s, and here's just another example of how good they are. Here's Jamiroquai, Picture of My Life.
I never had a dream. Can never really end. It's infinitely sad. Can someone tell me where something good became so bad? So if you have a cure, to me would you please send a picture of my life with a letter telling how it should really be instead. Something good became so bad. So if you have a cure, to me would you please send a picture of my life with a letter telling how it should really be instead.
Just about does it, ladies and gentlemen. We are to the final song on this week's Seth Faces the Music. Before we get to that, thank you so much for listening. Do appreciate everyone out there who enjoys the show. I want to keep doing it for as long as I possibly can, and it's all thanks to you. We'll be back next week with some more fun, another theme, lots more music. But let's wrap up the show right now with an absolute classic. This is the song from the Beatles, from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, A Day in the Life. So long, everyone.
I read the news today.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. Go-to for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Los Angeles.
The fascist Trump regime!
At least one confrontation broke out in front of the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown L.A. as a group of demonstrators shouted insults at members of the National Guard brought in by President Trump, who lined shoulder to shoulder behind plastic riot shields. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen is on the scene.
But it sounds like explosions going off. I'm too far away to tell you exactly what they could be, but they definitely do jolt you. There's a lot of honking. There's just so many people. I can't even put it into words how many people we're seeing, and they're coming from all over.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has just posted on X that he's asked the Trump administration to rescind what he calls its unlawful deployment of troops and return them to his command.